Welcome to episode 5 of the Yes Vote Marketing Podcast. Hi, this is Katie Coates. I'm here to talk to you today about the 5 points of persuasion power. Now, if you have a project that you need to get approval for at a public hearing, then you definitely need to know how to persuade. And this goes for you if you are trying to defeat something too. Say you have an initiative that's coming up at your state legislature, your city council, the planning commission, your school board, or your homeowners association. These tips can be used in all those venues to either persuade the decision makers to see things from your point of view and give you their approval, or to defeat anything that's been proposed already. So the 5 points of persuasion power are that the information you present must be visually compelling. It must be simplified. It must be repetitive. It should be positive, and it should be emotion-based. The most important of these points is that your information be visual. If you have not already checked out the video that I think I've mentioned in another one of these podcasts, it's called The McGurk Effect, and it's available on YouTube. Just type in the search bar on YouTube, McGurk Effect, and you will find the first video that pops up. It's a really interesting watch. So take a moment to watch that when you're done with the podcast today, and you'll see what I mean about visual. Everything you do in a public hearing or a public event must be visually compelling. Our most compelling sense is our vision. So we will believe something we see over something we hear or feel or taste or smell. Everything you do in a public forum must support your position from a visual standpoint. And what I mean by that is when it comes to a public hearing and you wish to affect the way the decision makers will decide something, then you must make sure that the visuals are on your side. You must have 100 supporters if there are 100 detractors or opponents, if you want something to pass. And those supporters need to look engaged, enthusiastic, voluntarily present, and completely supportive of your agenda item. The next item is simplification. Now, this doesn't mean simplistic, but it does mean that you must boil your messages down to their most basic common denominator. And I like to usually use a number. So I usually use about 3 items, and I have all of the supporters of a project get up and speak about those 3 items. Now, not everyone will speak about all 3. Some people will choose one and really concentrate on that. Spend a minute and a half talking about one of the issues that has to do with your project. Some people might speak about 2 of them. Some people might speak about 3. In most cases, it's a really good idea to incorporate the last point, which is emotion-based information, into your simplified messaging. So if you can say, I, as a supporter of this project, have raised my 3 children here, and the reason I am in support of this is because for all their lives, we have needed this kind of project in our town. The effects of not having this kind of project in our town were these, and state them. And the reasons I support this project are 1, 2, and 3. Thank you so much for your support. I hope you vote in favor. That's the kind of messaging that your supporters should express during a public hearing. Very simplified, very boiled down, and have a touch of emotion-based information in there. You must also have all of your points be repetitive. So you don't want your supporters to be all over the map. You want most of the messaging to be repeated again and again and again. It's okay if it's in different words. It's okay if it's said in the voice of the individual supporter expressing the opinion. But the information itself needs to be repetitive. Say it over, say it over, say it over. And then finally, I like to take a positive tack. Now, if you have somebody who's particularly funny amongst your supporters, then encourage them to use their humor to express their point of view. We used to have a supporter who was hilarious, and she wrote for the local newspaper. She could get up and be almost a stand-up comedian for a minute and a half and get the city council members laughing out loud. I always encouraged her to go near the end of the supporter speakers because everybody's energy would be flagging, and I like to end on a high note. So I front pack the supporter comments with really positive and credible speakers, and then I like to pack the back end with really positive, credible, and supportive speakers at the end. So the middle can be sort of the people who aren't as good at speaking, maybe aren't as well known in town, but you want to come in with a bang and leave with a bang. And the positive messaging that you can develop with your supporters to get those city council members, those planning commissioners, those regional board members to give you their support and ultimately give you their yes vote will be very, very helpful. Keep it positive. Keep it on the high level. Keep it simplified. Repeat, 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 and make sure it's emotion-based and visually compelling. These are the 5 points of persuasion power when it comes to affecting the decision makers and giving you a yes vote. I wish